This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County Health Board of Trustees has announced that a candidate for the chief executive officer position has been selected. UC Health and CCH will now enter the contract offer and negotiation phase of the process. Once the offer is finalized and accepted by UC Health and the candidate, CCH will make a formal announcement introducing the new CEO. The CEO of Campbell County Health will serve at the pleasure of the CCH Board of Trustees and will be employed by UC Health. The deadline for applications for the vacant Ward 1 seat on the City Council is today at 5 p.m. Thus far, four people have applied and have been verified as eligible. Tricia Simonson, Jeff Reck, Daryl DeJong, and Russell Garner have all thrown their hats into the ring. The City Council will meet March 8th to pick someone to fill the seat. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Law enforcement, Camplex, and residents of Gillette are preparing for a visit from the convoy of freedom truckers that will be passing through Campbell County on its way to Washington, D.C. Although the convoy is only planning on staying in Gillette for a few hours, much effort is being put into making sure the stop goes smoothly. The convoy will be refueling at CBH Co-op across the street from Camplex. Kelly Bolton, a Gillette resident who's helping to welcome the truckers, say between 300 and 500 are expected to stop in Gillette early afternoon on Thursday. The Campbell County Public Land Board had some logistical concerns, but were also amenable to the stop since the community stands to gain considerable revenue from those truckers. Felony charges will be filed in the case of a South Dakota man who threatened to shoot employees at Thunder Basin Ford last week. David Allen was arrested without incident. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.